Jones. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 26, 1905. Dear Brother, I have read the letters recently received by W.C. White from you. I can refer to only a few of the matters mentioned in these letters. You speak of the work which should be done in America, but which is undone. I wish to speak of these neglected fields as they are presented to me. I wish to speak not merely in behalf of the southern field, but in behalf of the large cities, whose neglected, unwarned condition is a condemnation to our people who claim to be missionaries for the Master. You bring up the far-off mission fields, Great London and the neglected fields farther away. When our people come into unity, when they spend less time in dissension and discord and more time in service for the Master, their work will be done under the ministration of heavenly angels, and the truth will go forth with power. We stand rebuked by God because the large cities right within our sight are unworked and unwarned. A terrible charge of neglect is brought against those who have been long in the work, in this very America, and yet have not entered the large cities. What has been done in Philadelphia, in New Orleans, in St. Louis, and in other cities that I might name. We have done none too much for foreign fields, but we have done comparatively nothing for the great cities right beside our own doors. There is the great city of New York. Much might have been done in it that has not been done. Are you surprised that I should keep these cities before the notice of our people? We have scarcely touched Greater New York with the tips of our fingers. Brother Haskell and his wife labored nobly, but who encouraged them in their work? Who cut down their wages when every dollar that they could spare was being expended in the proclamation of the message? I am cited to these inconsistencies, and am shown how the work that Brother and Sister Haskell ran heavily because the burden placed upon them was too heavy for them to carry. Brother and Sister Haskell are now engaged in work in Nashville, and with pen and voice I shall present the needs of the cities of the South, in which no efforts have been put forth. And yet God calls those living in these cities our neighbors. The very men held in Battle Creek, where the Lord has said that they should not be held, could have entered these cities, and under the guidance of wise leaders, whether ministers or laymen, a successful effort might have been carried forward. A thorough and genuine work is to be done in the cities of the South, and the work presented to me as the most important to be done just now is the preparation of workers who can take hold intelligently to bring things up to a higher standard. We cannot spend our time in lamentations about what has not been done. Let us call upon our people to come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty agencies of evil that must be met. I am more thankful than I can express that at this time work is being done in Washington, and that the law of God in its proper bearing is being held up before the people. Many more ought to be laboring there, and their work ought to be self-supporting. I pray that the Holy Spirit will work upon hearts, for we have no time to lose. When the Redeemer was on this earth, working for the sin-cursed cities, he sent his disciples everywhere to preach the gospel. When those who are clustered together in Battle Creek are converted, they will hear and heed the commission that Christ gave his disciples just before his ascension. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 14 to 20. After his resurrection, he gave his disciples instruction as to the work they were to do. He opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Luke 24, verse 45 to 53. If those in Battle Creek who have a knowledge of the truth realized how near, how very near, we are to the end of this earth's history, they would go forth and proclaim in our cities the last message of warning. They are in need of a spiritual resurrection. Their understanding needs to be enlightened. God calls upon the believers in Battle Creek to make earnest work for repentance, to seek him while he may be found. Why should our ministers, if they are still sound in the faith, not go forth with the message to be given to those who are in the darkness of error? Elder Jones, God calls upon you to go out into the cities and give the last message of warning. Look to God for your support as you go. Call the people together, and you will certainly not work in vain. Let the truth go forth as a lamp that burneth. No longer confine your efforts to one place. Let there be held, right where you are, a solemn convocation. Let there be a renunciation of self to God. Hold fast the beginning of your faith unto the end. Let not your faith waver. Go forth in faith and work on the same plan that Elder Simpson has followed. Have your charts and preach the gospel. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sin. Isaiah 58, verse 1. There are those who have never heard the message of mercy and warning. In the name of the Lord I say, delay not. Proclaim the gospel message in the cities of America. Scatter the seeds of truth throughout these cities. Take with you reliable men who, with pen and voice, will act their part in proclaiming the message of present truth to the world. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing, the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall be become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lions shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35, verse 1 to 10. God calls upon his people to arouse from their inaction.